This Tosfos said, in Ksuvos, because he's getting so much, he's willing to obligate himself and cover all your losses. He's the absolute epitome of insurance coverage. Anything that happens, I'll cover. Right? Insurance gets a lot of money for me. Right? You pay a lot of money for coverage. So if you give me a lot, I'll cover you. And therefore, there's maybe not even any relationship between the Shoal and the Chayfetz. The Shoal maybe is an external, right? How is the whole question of Shoal may turn down to one letter. Which letter? No. Which letter? Maybe the crucial letter to help us decide is a Shoal or a Shoal? A Shoal is not really a Shoal. He's just a contractual insurance coverage. Which letter in the Torah?
Ve.
Chi yish al ish me'imre'eu. Does that vav really connect to equivalent experiences? Shomer chinam and shomer sachar. Ve chi yish al, and a shoal is part of that whole package deal? Or maybe not. Shomrim or shomrim, shomrim or shomrim, shoal has nothing to do with a shomrim. He's just an insurance cover. Or a shoal really does strike up a relationship with the chayfetz, maybe a very intense relationship with the chayfetz. Maybe becomes a baal in the chayfetz, even more than a shomer. He's a super shomer, not a non-shomer, he's a super shomer. He's everything Mordechai wants to say about a shomer sacha, but really, but true. He has kinyanim, he's baal. He uses it, utility. And maybe he's similar to a gazlan, that in addition to his kinyanim on the chayfetz, he's taking it out of the shus of the previous baal, and thereby depriving him. So Rabbi Bar Chama asked all these questions. Now, in a perfect world, the next step in proving what a shoal is, and this is the first time, happy it's before a Chorav Zman starts, before Elul is over, it's known as the Rabbi Targum Kryptonite Principle, known across the world. What's the Rabbi Targum Kryptonite Principle? If you really want to understand Superman, and you want to know what makes him tick, and you want to defeat him, get yourself a slab of kryptonite, take it to the lab, and dissect it. And find out what its molecular structure is, what its chemicals are, how it reacts. And then you'll know, Superman has the following superpower, and it fails because kryptonite has. So I'm able to understand Superman through kryptonite. That's called understanding a principle by its exception. Shas is full of that. If you want to understand shlichus, what circuit do you want to see? Where shlichus fails? Give me an example.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Well, if you want to understand Kenyan, what cases do you want to look at? No, where Kenyan fails. Keep to the kryptonite principle. What cases do you want to... Where Kenyan fails. Anytime you want to understand a principle, look at its negation. Look at its exception. And by the way, sometimes you have sugars which are negations of negations. So if you want to understand, look at my hands. If you want to understand shlichus, look for a case where shlichus doesn't work. Where does shlichus not work? You said it before, Jacob? Dvar Avera. But if you want to understand why ain't shlichus Dvar Avera, what do you want to find? Go down one level. Very good. The exception to the exception. Okay. The negation of the negation. Where do we not say in Shlech L'Dvar Vera? Mila, Tzvichu Mechira, Shlech L'Siad. So, principle, rejection. We have five levels. Rejection. So you always invert logic by looking at the failure, and you got to understand the logic. So today's the ultimate failure. Shaul pays for everything. Why? Because he's Mischayev. Because he owns. Because he deprives. Yeah, but there's one case that Shaul doesn't pay. And that's today's topic. It's the three Machlokas we've shown him. And somehow, after we get through the machlokes we've shown him, we would like in a perfect world to say, if Shaul is X, then that's why he doesn't pay for Mesis Machmas Malacha. But if Shaul is Y, then there's another reason he doesn't pay for Mesis Machmas Malacha. Or if Shaul is Z, maybe there's a different reason. Well, maybe we'll get to that. It's more important for me to take you through the nuts and bolts of the Suga, Mesis Machmas Malacha, a lot of nuts and bolts. But everything is connected. Don't compartmentalize Shas. If you're learning Shaul, it all has to come from the core mothership logic of Shoal. You want to always get to the mothership. What's happening on the mothership? What is a Shoal? That would affect crazy cases of Shoal. That would affect Rav Hanah. That would affect when you become a Shoal. That would affect when you don't become a Shoal, when you don't pay as a Shoal. So always link it up. This is how you learn Torah. Always link. But, of course, in order to get to those linking, you got to go through the actual sugya. Got to go through the nuts and bolts of the sugya. It's always microanalysis, metaparsing. That's what Shas is. Reading one word in the Ritva and understanding how that applies to the specific five-page discussion going on, and then taking 20 steps back and saying, okay, this is the Shitas HaRitva, what does it tell me about? Finish the line. So we're going to spend a lot of time in the nuts and bolts of Mesim Achmas Malacha, but ultimately, what does this tell us about Shoal? How do you understand Shoal? By understanding the principle of the Shoal being Patra Mesim Achmas Malacha. So here, before we even open the Gemara, the fascinating thing, and this may support one sheet or another, is that the Shoel's only case of Tor doesn't appear in our Mishnah. We have a Mishnah, I'm putting this here for later, the Mishnah which we started with on Tzadik Gimel, that listed all the rules of Shomer, Arba Shomer name, and it listed the areas in which the Chayiv, and the areas in which the Pater, and it listed Shomer Chinam, and it listed Shomer Sachar, and it listed Shoel, Chiyuvim and Pturim. Way, way back, remember when you were little, innocent Shana Aleph guys who came to Gush with your knapsacks on your back, thinking this yeshiva was all yours, and then the Israelis showed up. Remember that Mishnah we learned? Arva Shomrimein, Shemachinam, Shoel, Nasi Sachar, Sachar, Shemachinam, all the laws. What halach is missing from the Mishnah? What halach is missing from the Mishnah? Mesa Machmas Malacha. The Mishnah says, look at the Mishnah. Shoel, Mishnah, Mishakol. It's not true. He's part of Mesa Machmas Malacha. Why does the Mishnah say Shoel, Mishnah, Malakol? That should start your mind thinking, the wheels turning, the gears turning. Well, who's going to be right? Who's going to bring a proof from this? Slow it down. Now, the truth is, the kasha is not in the Mishnah. It's in an earlier text. Well, that's the only earlier text in the Mishnah. Tara. What's the question on the Tara?
Never says
the Shulam Beis Machmas Malacha. So the Mishnah is really just reflecting the Torah, because the Mishnah, I remember the parallel braisa, let's turn to Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, that braisa that we saw, Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, Tanan Hasam, Arba Shomrim Heim, Shemachinam, which parshios. So when Chazal were cataloging the Shomrim and cataloging the Halachos, they were basically parsing Parshim Shmatim, with Selcher being somewhere in the middle. So the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention Beis Machmas Mas Malacha is because the Torah doesn't mention it. Which is why the Yerushalmi is very relaxed. Why Yipater? Shoel's chayvid everything. So right off the bat, why doesn't the Torah mention it? When we get our catalog of why Yipater, we may say, well, you know, this pshat makes a little more sense. That's why the Torah doesn't mention it. And interestingly enough, before I answer your question, Ellie, the Gemara was itself unsure. If you look at the Gemara says here, on the Tzadik Vav Beis, let's read this again. Okay? Yibaylu. Kichesh basar machmas v'lachamai. They ask the question that they smash. If the animal loses some weight because of all the hard work, should you pay for that? At which point, if the animal loses weight, you want to make him chayef? Then your implication is, if the animal dies, you're chayef, forget about it. If we had time, it would be really fascinating to crawl into the mind of that shita that said, well, maybe, did he really disagree with Mesa Machmas Malacha? Is there someone out there that says that a shoel is chayev for Mesa Machmas Malacha? And his question, therefore, was, okay, I know the shoel pays if the animal dies, but if the animal loses a little bit of weight. At which point, Chizkiah said, what are you, crazy? Mesa Machmas is pater. Of course, losing weight is pater. Or did that Amora basically say, I agree with you that Mesa Machmas Malacha is pater, but losing weight is not? Is there wiggle room between losing weight and dying?
Yeah.
I know there is, but we just don't have time for it. Because in the end, there is no word. In the end, we all know, oh, forget it, yeah, it's crazy. Mez Machmalach is a pater, a diet is pater, he's pater and all that. But there is a little voice here that either is fighting City Hall and going against the tide and being Machayev Eshel Mez Machmalach, which you and I would agree, because it's the same way in the Torah, or at the very least, at least suppose they can be pater Mez Machmalach, but Chayev for loss of weight. We'll have to see which model of Mez Machmalach even begins to enable that. Which model of being poter or shoel for Mesa Machmas Malacha is like, okay, you're poter for death, but you're chayiv for losing weight. I mean, we don't paskin that. We don't paskin that, but which option? That Amara who suggests that, if that's what he's suggesting, Ariel, what was he thinking? There's so much of the sugya, there's so many nooks and crannies, was going to go down mainstream. Ellie? Mordechai? Okay, Esme. Okay. So, who asked the kasha? Who saves us? Come on, who asked the kasha? Where do we start the sugya? Where do you always start the sugya? The Ramban. Doesn't help you. The Ramban. The Ramban asks the kasha. Let's open our Rambans because you all brought the Ramban because every time there's a Rishon, you bring the Rishon because we read Rishon. That's the Kamalamdan. You don't listen to me. This is in high school. What's the date? What's the score? You're training yourself to read Rishonim. Okay? By the way, that's why yesterday's shiur and last week's shiur, if you disagree with a particular svara I said, Zev, you don't understand the svara, I'm more interested in the structure. The structure that I gave you is the way to structure Ari Baruch Amma. You want to say that you get to the Rambam sheet a little bit differently, it's fine. I'm structuring it for you. I'm less interested in you saying, oh, the Rebbe said this is the pshat. No, the Rebbe said this is the way to analyze the sugya, how to build the sugya so that you can fill in the pshat. And of course, I'll give you pshat, but you feel free to disagree with my pshat. You can disagree with my structure also, but the structure is really solid. It's much more replicable. Okay, so then Ban asks the kasha. Ban says, why are you put the Mesimach and Mesimalacha? Okay, Sadik Zion doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Kasha li, vichimigra gare, your chayiv of lightning strikes. It's like almost counterintuitive. If lightning strikes, the shah is chayiv. But if the shah works the animal to death, he's putter. It's not just no source, it's counterintuitive. You're putter for no fault, you're chayiv for no fault death, and you're putter for fault death. So the Ramban says what? Give me one word, two words. Why are you putter if the animal croaks under the weight of labor? Pshir demashal. The mashal should have seen it coming. He knows the animal is a weak animal. He knows the animal is going to die. And since here's a poshay on this death, you're putter. He didn't share it with you, so you could avoid it. Whoa. A lot to talk about here. First of all, what's the problem with the Ramban? Does the Ramban expand the cases of Mesimach Masmalacha or shrink the cases of Mesimach Masmalacha? Is this logic going to shrink the scope or going to expand the scope? Shrink. Give me cases that wouldn't apply. And the Ramban's logic would not patter the Shoah. Oh yeah, Mashiel, you saw it coming, and you didn't share it with me. You're the Poshea, because if I would have known, give me a case where the Ramban's Ptura wouldn't apply, Yoni.
He's a brand new cow, like healthy as I do.
Right, something, give me a category, okay? Category where the Mashiel couldn't even anticipate it. Brand new cow, robbers have come on the road, anything. The Ramban is saying, well, then, what's Pshia the Mashiel? There's information the Mashiel has that the Shoal doesn't have. And had the Mashal shared it with the Shoah, the Shoah could have adapted and could have choreographed his utility in a way that wouldn't kill the animal to his own detriment, to the owner's detriment. So what about cases the Mashal couldn't foresee? Brand new animal, listim, tsunami, corona, whatever. What about the opposite? And what about cases not that the Mashal couldn't see, but that the Shoah could see? What about expected loss? The Gemara seems Barak to give this blanket situation. Any loss that happens during work. The Gemara is saying no. Basically, loss that the Mashiel could anticipate, that the Shoah couldn't anticipate, and the Mashiel should have shared with the Shoah. The Gemara is forcing me. He just doesn't have the svara to explain it otherwise. This is a classic case where Rishon has to say something, but the repercussions and the casualty to the sugya is really high. It's a high toll to the sugya. You're shrinking it to very, very, very limited case because you're creating almost a psychological reason. I know, you don't know, I should have shared it with you. So that's the first problem with the Ramban. The Machane Ephraim senses that problem. What's the second problem with the Ramban? Not a logical problem, but a textual problem. Excellent. Go back to Gemara's. After you see logic, go back to Gemara's. What is the Gemara saying? 1 second. Now look at the Gemara. The Gemara gives a case of Mesa Machmas Malacha.
What's the problem with the Machmas Malacha?
Because the Ramban scenario is only where there's a discrepancy of anticipation between the Mashal and the Shoah. If the Mashal couldn't anticipate that, or the Shoah could also anticipate, then there's no negligence in not sharing information. Follow? Articulate abstractly. Ben, you hear that? Where there's a discrepancy, and the Mashal was negligent in not sharing info, then the Mashal is a Pusheh. If there's no discrepancy, either because the Mashal doesn't have the info, or the Shoah has the info, because it's expected. Mechafem talks about the second case, we can talk about the first case also. You hear that? You hear how I clustered these nafkaminos? The Mashal knows or the Shoal also knows? The Mashal doesn't know or the Shoal also knows? So when that Tana, Chizkiah, Bereder of Avia, got up and said, Afilu Mesa Machmas Melacha Pater, he slammed his fist on the table. This is the most dramatic statement we have. We don't have this statement by the discussion of Pshia B'Bailim. We just have Shitas. Chayiv Pater. But here, you hear that we have someone slamming his fist on the table, raising his fist into the air and saying, you know why Mesa Machmas B'Lacha is an obvious Ptur, and therefore now I'm losing weight is also Pater? 4 words. It's hard to make 3 words in Aramaic. 4 words. Lav, Liukma, Bechilta, Sheelta. Good Aramaic rhymes. Easy to rhyme in Aramaic because everything ends with tough. That's the sugar of Akdamas, right? Oh my goodness, everything rhymes. Yeah, because everything ends in a tough. Just, you know, if you don't know what you're saying, because everyone's half asleep. Just at the time, everything rhymes. Everything in Aramaic is tough. Lav ta, lukmata, bechilta ta, shilta ta, shilta ta. Lav lukma, bechilta, shilta. Right, when we say Aramaic, right? I speak Aramaic. Tavir ta, tamayim ta, let the melach ta. You know, I'm speaking Aramaic. I'm bringing it. Lav lukma, bechilta, shilta. What? That's not why Mesa Machmas Balacha is Pater. Mesa Machmas Balacha is not the Shaul defending himself. Oh, I wanted to use it. No. It's the Shaul making mean eyes at the Mashal, saying, you are the guilty party. You are guilty, Mashal. You didn't share the info with me. It's your Pshia. It's not my fault. So problem number one with the Ramban is the scope shrinks. Problem number two with the Ramban is the language. Again, these, you know, language could also just be hyperbolic, you know. It was just an expression. Crossing the green, not in between. It was just like getting up and, you know, saying something dramatic. But that's not the logic. What's the third problem with the Ramban? Not the scope, not the text, but the inner logic. Can anyone finish this sentence? The kasha in the Ramban is, okay, the shaul of the Mashal was poshea. What kasha do you have in the Ramban?
If the Mashal is poshea, it shouldn't matter whether it's machmas or not.
Interesting. Okay, but it's only poshea about work-related incidents, not non-work-related incidents.
Since when is there shiva on the bottom?
Good question, but we're getting warmer and warmer. You're still laying down and playing. You're playing easy with Rishonim. You let Rishonim convince you too easily. You don't do respect to the Ramban by just accepting what Ramban says. You have to question to understand it better. Who cares? Who cares? What do I care what the Mashal was Pesheh? Where in Halacha would I say, oh, it's not my fault, it's your fault, and therefore I'm Pater? Like, what Masechta does that sound like? Where Chiyuvim are based on fault, and we have to determine who's really the big F fault. Bava Kama, right. I let my animal run around and eat your... But if you left your item in Rishus HaRabim, maybe it's your fault. That's why shaming regular Pater in Rishus HaRabim. When it comes to Bava Kama, where the Mazik pays because of the Pshia, so if the Nizik was Pashea by leaving his item in open view, or by, let's say, I bring my cow into Binyamin Fox's house, and Binyamin Fox's rabbit kills my cow. Yeah, but I was Pashea for bringing my animal to your house. I don't have the right to bring it to your house. So in Bava Kama land, it makes sense to throw the Chiyav away from the perpetrator because the Chiyav is Pashea based. Maybe even in Bava Metzia, which case of Shomer would this sound good for? That maybe we could pater a Shomer because it's really the Mafkid's fault. But who does this not apply to? Who could care less who's Poshea? Shaul! Why is the Shaul pay? Because he was Mischayev, he owns it, he took it, and nothing to do with Pshia. So how Raya has nothing to do with Pshia? Because the Shaul pays for no Pshia damages. What have you accomplished by saying the Mashal is a Poshea? Come on, Ramban, this doesn't make sense. It will in a second. But it can't make sense until you're in attack mode, until you say, what does it mean? Ramban just says, the Mashal was Poshea. Very good. El Shaul, Shaul Vadachai Beyonzer, lo Pshia the Mashal. Why? It contradicts everything we know about a Shaul. This Svara rules in Bava Kama. You'll see this Svara all over Bava Kama. That the Mazik is Pater because it's the Nizik who is Poshea. Bor and Rishus HaRabim and Shane and Karet, it's all over the place. But it's not above Messiah logic. So which Talmud of the Ramban starts to roll up his sleeves and try to defend his Rebbe? Defend because he likes his Rebbe. Which Talmud in the Ramban never had to say Al Chet Shechatan Amecha B'Zul Zul Harim like you guys? Which Talmud in the Ramban? Let's go. Ritva. And the Ritva is saying two different things. Let's read the Ritva. This is beautiful. Because you see the Ramban's, of course, the Ramban meant one of these. He just didn't say it because he took it for a given. And later generations were about to explain it. So the Ritva is discussing the Ramban, the Tirutz Rabbeinu Agadol Ramban, the Shoel, Kambil Alav Achrayus Kol Onsin Delo Asu Machmas Pshia Demashel. Avalo Mai Da'asi Machmas Pshia Demashel. This is interesting. What does the Ritva say? What does his Rebbe mean? Why does Pshia Demashel exonerate the Shoel? Right, because the Shoel, Melechat Chila, was only Mekabel insurance that's not the fault of the owner. Which makes a lot of sense in normal commerce, right? If you take an insurance company and they say, we're going to cover everything, even no fault. But if it's your fault, if you take your animal to a tsunami, we're not going to cover it. We'll cover an accident, but if you are completely negligent, you drive your car off of a canyon, we're not going to cover it. And every insurance array, look, you can have multi-billion dollar insurances, I don't care, we'll cover anything. But normal insurance means that normal accidents that are other people's fault, they're not your fault, we'll cover. But it's your fault, we're not buying in. So defying the Ramban, according to the first shot in the Ritva, why does Pshia Demashel exonerate the Shoel? Because there's no, one word? Hischaivus. In between the lines, the Ritva told us what he thinks the Shoel is. The Shoel is chayim because of hischaivus. And in the Shoel's mind, because that's what determines the scope of hischaivus, there was never hischaivus for something which the Demashel caused. Read the Ritva again. The Teretz Rabbeinu Agadol Ramban, the Shoel Kabel Alav Achrayus Kol Onsin Delo Asim Machmas Pshia Demashel. Avolo Maida Asim Machmas Pshia Demashel. So that's the first way the Ritva tries to explain the Ramban. But then he continues to write. Let's read the rest of the Ritva. The Hacha, now he says a different idea. Sometimes you show him say two ideas at once. Maybe in their minds there were one, maybe there were two. They were just seeding the Lamdashuk field with more ideas. The Hecha Hacha Mashel Pasha Be Demeida Yad Demalacha Boile. Havelei leinuye, v'chivan, chivan de lo ayin v'ushla. What does it mean, lo ayin v'ushla? He didn't check and he lent it. Here it comes. Three words. My favorite type. What does the Ritva say? Anyone have a Ritva?
Yeah.
Ihu, the afsid, anafshe. Ihu. The opposite anavshe. Talk about escalation. Maybe what the Ramban meant was not just that the Mashal was a poshea, but the Mashal was me'abed mamon ledas. There are cases in halacha where you forfeit your ownership. You throw it into the ocean. You throw it into your mafkirit. The fact that the Mashal was so negligent, where your mind's going to be so negligent, this is the Ramban's shrunken case, where the Mashal knows that this animal is a heart condition, the Mashal knows this animal is a paper tiger, the Mashal knows after pulling one rock, the animal's going to croak. It's genetic. His grandfather animals, great-great-grand, they all croaked. So he knows, the second he starts pushing a rock, ain't anything. So by me giving you, Azaria, an animal is going to crow second one of the work, it's like I just threw the animal to the garbage. I know you're going to use it for that. So even if the Shoel Schiv is Baz, fill in the blanks, Schivos, Kinyon, Hutzah, whatever you want to say, Noam, once I throw an item, my item, into such an obvious risk situation where the pending damage is so obvious, it's like I'm an Abed Mamon. You saw a little bit of that in the second parak of Eila Metzias, who's learning Mikias. We throw your item into. You hear how the Ritva has to intensify what the Ramban says in order to have it logically make sense for Shoel? Just saying the Mashal is a poshe is not going to exonerate a Shoel. It may exonerate a mazik and baba kav. It's not going to exonerate a Shoel. So either I say, well, the Shoel factors it into its eschaivas, or I say that by being so negligent, you just threw the item carelessly into a certain death. It's basically hefker. Oh, it's hefker. Then I don't care. You're a Shoel of hefker. Am I giving it to Mordechai? And I know Mordechai is going to go ice skating with the animal. This animal is a terrible ice skater. He's going to crack his head in a second. I'm basically saying, you know, it's not my animal anymore. I'm mafkir. Yes, Benjamin.
You're not saying you're
mafkir
if you're birthday
animal? Yeah, because it's an act of such negligence and such disinterest. I'm giving it to you to work. And you're working with it. And it's going to croak. Do I think that's as far? No. But that's what the Ritva is suggesting for the Ramban, because otherwise you're stuck with this. Why should Pshia de Mashal exonerate Shaul from his chayvos, from Kenyan, from... Great question. Great question. Right. So, you have Yamin's question? If Shia de Mashal basically is mafkir the item, what happens if the Shaul double crosses the Ma'am? I can use it. I don't trust you. He should own the item. That's a great question on the Ritva. This is a hard Ramban. It's a difficult Ramban to work out. Which is why people disagree with the Ramban. The Ramban's not the only voice. The Rashba, the Rabbi Yosef, the Machan Ephraim. Quickly, Levi, yes.
Are you sure we're being correct when we limit the Ramban like this? Maybe he's saying that in almost any case that it actually dies, it's true that it doesn't have to be that it necessarily looks sick, but any owner, the only way it could have died, which is it would be if it's vulnerable to die. And any owner knows his animal so well that he knows that that's
correct,
vulnerable.
Correct. But still, once you reach the point that the owner couldn't have known, the Ptur should no longer apply. And there are points like that, but the Gemara doesn't qualify it that way. There's no qualification in the Gemara. The Ramban is imposing a qualification. That's the price he has to pay for it. You got to always pay a price. You're never going to have a price-free pshat, or else that's going to be the ultimate pshat, and everyone's going to say it. You're going to pay a price for the text, for the logic, for the scope, and trying to show you what the factors of a sugya are that shape why Rishonim say what they say. First of all, so when you don't have Rishonim, you can try to understand what's happening in the sugya, and also you don't understand the Rishonim better. It's like the nuts and bolts of the sugya, the great nuts and bolts. Mordechai.
So according to the
Ritva.
Yeah, kind of
if you want to say it, they didn't say the word tzakal.
It's not that he's arguing with himself, and the Ritva is not tzakal.
Which Ritva? Yeah, that said, what about a shovel?
Not about shovel, it's about, in general, if you want to have something set up from beforehand in the case of shovel in general, there are other rituals that is established as a kind of chachamim.
Okay, but those are different parameters that are set in Lama Dal and here. We're saying parameters of what the shovel is willing to cover. There, those are the parameters of what you want to be chayv in the shomer, not in the shovel.
If I'm not mistaken, everyone agrees it has to be established.
Okay, so you feel that we have to say Takaniya based on the Ritva says earlier.
Just to make sure it's
okay. Okay, he doesn't say the word Takaniya. Okay. Who gives the second shot? Follow your Makaris. Who asked more or less the questions I'm asking on the Ramban and came up with another very, very.
Rashba.
Mach, we'll get to the Rashba. I'm intentionally holding the Rashba for us. You'll see why. And you'll see why it's important to know why. Okay? Mach Nefraim, Rafaim Navam, we've talked a lot about him. Moves from Constantinople to Yerushalayim, very difficult time to be in Yerushalayim, begin by 18th century, goes back to Constantinople to raise money for Yerushalayim, becomes where the Mishnah Melech lives, a lot of relationships between the two. Ephraim Navam, one of the great, great pre-Brisker Achronim. So Machan Ephraim is asking these questions in the Ramban. What does Machan Ephraim ultimately say? That why is the Shal Pater from Esa Machmas Malacha? Right. When I rent your car and it breaks two miles after I drive it out of Hertz, borrow the car, whatever. And it's a Mekachtas. Now, what's great, according to Machan Ephraim? What makes a lot of sense? What are some of the great parts of Machan Ephraim's shot? What? The scope, we'll see. But before that, right, the scope is better than the Ramban, anything. But what makes a lot of sense, even more primary?
It fits in really well with the text.
Like, I can borrow
it just as
well. Whoa, say it in Aramaic. Lav. Lavta, lokbata, bechiltata, shiltata.
Yeah, that.
That's me basically saying that this whole arrangement is faulty. It's a mekachtos. I rented a bar of the car to use. Okay. Everything we've arranged vanishes. We arrange it as chayvos, utility, bailus, lots of pfft. It all vanishes in the thin air. Halachically. No longer there. It's the ultimate eraser. It's the ultimate scrubber. It scrubs. You know what? Put whatever you want on the board. A shoel is. his chayvos, takanas chachamim, am hotza, kinyan, I don't know, pictures of cats, whatever you want. You're not a shoel, is pater. You're nishkin shoel. You're not a shoel in Yiddish. You're not a shoel, nishkin shoel. If it's not a ptur shoel, if you're not a shoel, then what may that explain? Not that you're a shoel, is pater. It's not an exemption for a shoel. It's just the whole arrangement, the whole... That's why. And not just the Mishnah, but the Teva. Why doesn't the Teva mention Mesa Machmas Melacha? Because the Torah is not in the business of mentioning cases where they don't get off the ground. The Torah says, if you're a shaul, Ariel, here are your laws. But here you never become a shaul. Because once the animal dies, it turns out that retrospectively, this whole package deal was flawed. Interesting. So there's a lot to like with the Mach Nefrayim. What's somehow difficult? What does Mekach Tos really, really apply?
Business transactions.
Good word. What does a transaction mean? What does the word trans mean? Two. Bilateral. I give, you get. I get, you give. Doesn't stack up. Let's say Noam. I'm a really nice guy, and I give you my yacht to use, my 7,000-foot yacht. It doesn't work. You're not mekachta. What are you mekachta? Okay, so, no mekachta. Mekachta is when there's an exchange. There's no exchange in the case of Shoel. Is there?
Maybe.
Maybe. Which mahalich of Shoel makes basically a shoel paying for his item, just like you're buying something, and a candidate for Mekach Tos. Which example of shoel? Is Chayvus? Kinyan? Or Hotzah? Which tract of shoel makes Mekach Tos relevant? It's Chayvus. What am I getting? I'm getting an animal. What am I giving? It's Chayvus. Obligation, which is monetarily worth something. So I gave you a schaivus, you gave me the animal, your part was defective, my part falls apart. Like a regular mekachtas. I give you money, you give me the animal, mekachtas, get my money back. I give you not money, I give you a schaivus, I give you obligation, which is worth something, right? But if a shoel, let's say, is like a gazlan, and he's chayav to bring the item back that he took out of his rakia, it was a mekachtas, he still took it from my rishos ariel. So is the Machne Ephraim hedging his bets a little bit? Is the Machne Ephraim saying a great pshat, but only a pshat that works if a shoel is based on a schaivus? The Ritva's pshat works for everything. When you give an animal that you know is going to croak, the minute the guy uses it, you're basically being mafgir the animal. Say what you want about a shoel, you don't own it anymore. But the Machne Ephraim pshat, not so much. Not so much. And you always have to take the Rishon to the next level. When the Machne Ephraim said his pshat, he is 30,000 times the Talmud Chacham that you are. So he said X, and in his mind, you know what his mind was saying? His mind was finishing the song. It's a Mekach Tos, and of course, I always know that a shoel is a candidate for Mekach Tos because think about 30,000 blind toses in. But you don't know that. You have to ask. You have to find. Because you don't know the song in his mind. Just like the Ramban says, Pshiyat Demasha, but should that make a difference? Mekach Tos, but should it make a difference? Of course he knew what he was talking about, the Machne Ephraim, but because he was processing all of Shas every time he said something. But you're not. And if you don't enter into that mind space, you just, it's just phrases. It doesn't stick. To make it stick. Let's get to the Rashba, because we want to shorten the schedule. Just because we're on a short schedule today, who gives a third shot? And in this third shot, there's a transition. Now, everyone listen carefully. Methodology time. Methodology alarm clock. Slichos, weary soldiers. Wake up, wake up. Methodology time. I teach you some Yiddish. Okay, you want to wake your friend up in Yiddish. You know how to wake your friend up for davening in Yiddish? Shteyoif. Shteyoif. Lavodas habore. That's how it happened in the yeshivas. The mashkiach, the old-time mashkiach, would go around. Shteyoif means get up. Shtey, stand, oif. Shteyoif. Shteyoif. Lavodas habore. You got to get a little more of that in gush. Come to your room, pull you out of bed. Shteyoif. Shteyoif. Lavodas habore. In our day, we didn't have alarm clocks. No one really had clocks or phones. I promise you, you know how you woke up? The person who was on Shmer would come and bang the butt of the rifle into our door. You'd be sleeping. Yeah, the rifle. Pow, pow. I mean, you didn't miss me. You got out of bed. Like, of course, years of therapy had to be, just to get past the concept of being woken up by a rifle butt being rammed into my door. But we got dominion. Psychologically deranged, but we're there for dominating. So stay off, lavodas habore. My father, he always told me the story that in Neri Yisrael, he learned in Neri Yisrael, so the legendary Mashkiach, Reb David Kronglass from Europe, I think from Slobodka maybe, would, one of these old-style Mashkichim would actually go to the rooms to drag boys out of their beds if they weren't coming to Minyan, weren't coming to Seder, and basically he went to the, I think my father's actually in the room, and his roommate answered basically, you know, without any clothing on. And he's standing in front of the Mashkiach. You know, a little bit embarrassing. Mashkiach looks at him and says, "Where's your tzitzis?" that doesn't be the all-time story. I was very close with a rabbi from my days in Camp Monk named Reb David Trenk. Has anyone heard of Reb David Trenk? So he was more in the yeshivish world. And then he had a yeshiva for Kirov in Adelphia, New Jersey. So when I was in camp, you know, 100 years ago, he was one of my learning. He just passed away recently. What? Yeah. Right. So one of the cool stories they said is like Kira for off the, you know, not off the derech, but for, you know, wayward kids. So basically, he had a kid in yeshiva, who took the Rosh Yeshiva's car. He stole the car on Shabbos to go watch a movie. How many Kim Leib driving meetings? He took his Rebbe's car on Shabbos to go watch a movie, like a walking Kim Leib driving meeting. Anyway. So, like, it's a cool story. Rabbi Trank, Zechazad Lebracha, basically walked to the movie theater 3 miles, okay? And he convinced the ticket salesperson that he wasn't there for the movie, or Shabbos. He just was there to retrieve his Talmud. He walked to the movie, sat next to his Talmud at the movie, and said, "Don't forget to make a bargain of fashas on the popcorn." Something like that, or make sure the popcorn's cut. I forget the exact, something like that. Don't forget a bright fashion, or make sure the popcorn, or you still milkshakes or something like, some really, okay, I'm toast, you know. Or if he came to walk 3 miles to remind me about bright fashion. Okay, so what are we talking about? I don't know, we're talking about the Rashba. Okay, let's start with the Mukhi Yosef. Give me the line of the, give me the money line of the Mukhi Yosef. Okay, we're talking about methodology, waking people up. Okay, waking people, methodology, okay? Everything we've seen until now, listen carefully, it's really important. I'm not going to tease it from you, I'm going to present it to you. Everything we've seen until now views Mesam Achmas Malacha, I'll tell you the word in Hebrew, you may be able to understand in English, as externi. External. There's an external reason that a Shal is Pater Mesam Achmas Malacha. Is a Shal Pater Mesam Achmas Malacha? The answer is no. But when the animal croaks, fill in the blanks, Mach Nefrayim. Oh, you really?
Not a show.
Or the animal croaks. There's someone worse than you, the Ramban says. Or someone has already been mafgirit, the Ritva says. There is nothing inherent or internal about Shoel that says, oh, you're a Shoel, and part of the DNA of being a Shoel is when it dies under the weight of work, you don't pay for that. There are external circumstances that exempt you. When it dies under the weight of my work, and you didn't tell me, you're the one who's at fault, not me. When it dies under the weight of work, you know what, the whole deal's off. But if I'm really asking myself logically, I strip it to the bone, is a shoel pater from Mesam Achmas Malacha? The answer is no. There's nothing about a shoel that says you're chayiv but not from Mesam Achmas Malacha. You're chayiv everything. It just happens, when you didn't tell me, you come out smelling worse than I am. When you didn't tell me, the whole deal was off. In the Nimukah Yosef and the Rashba, we're going to internalize Mesam Achmas Malacha. You'll always have this in Shas. A failure could be external or it could be an internal flaw. Imagine a machine. Let's say you have a machine and I'm your enemy, and I want to ruin your machine. I can do two things. I can bring a tractor and crush it through a tin can, or I can just take out a little cock, and it fails. See the difference? I could bring one of these, squash the cars. I could just pull out a processor, pull out the plug, pull out a gear. See the difference? Obviously, the second mechanism is always more interesting because it teaches you the gear work of the machine. It teaches you what a shoal is. Right? And I just said the Machan Ephraim? No, I don't care what a shoal is. It's butter because you're not a shoal. So it has a certain appeal, a deer, but it doesn't teach us anything about shoal. Yeah, you can say whatever you want about shoal. Second it dies, I'm just not a shoal. So you see how external flaws and failures don't teach you the mechanism that much because they're external. Now, you could ask yourself, why do I need an external exemption? Why can't it be internal? So the very fact that the Machan Ephraim had to choose something external made by omission teaches something. But from the Machan Ephraim statement, you know nothing about a shoal. From the Ritva's Binyamin second statement, you know nothing about the shoal. When I give you an animal, it's going to croak on the ice, I'm mafkir the animal. Great, so you're putter. I don't know anything about a shoal, because you can be putter if you're a mazik. If I'm mafkir my animal, you're putter if you're a mazik, if you're a ganif. You see how external issues don't help us claw into the clockwork of halacha. But now all of a sudden, the Rashba and the Nimukhi Yosef are going to say something much more internal. What's the money line in Nimukhi Yosef? Is someone showing me Nimukhi Yosef? What's the kill shot? What does he say that the Ritva doesn't say, that the Ramban doesn't say, that the Machan Ephraim doesn't say? What's the line? Where's that line? What does he say? Three words. Actually, it's four words because it's a Rosh Davis. Page Nun Hey Amid Beis. Nun Hey Amid Beis. Dibra Maschel Mahu. Mi Amrinim Kivan Sheshir Lishtamish Babachzir Pater. Alpha Bishop Kichish Basis Pater. That's the question. The Gemara says, of course, Mason Machmas Melachas Pater. Chivan Sheshir Lemelacha. Yada de Epsha de Miskachsha Bemelacha. Vafilu Achi Yeshila. Everyone ready? Make a bracha, Rishona. Check your Shana, but tell us if it's found a lasak with Deve Sarah. Im Kain. Matira Lemisa. Matira Lemisa. Now, it could mean, if you're very conservative and you want to make the Ritva say, too tired, I gave away the punchline. You're going to make the Nimukhi Yosef say like someone else. What could he be saying? What does Matira Lemisa mean? Give me a different word for Matira. Mafkir. But it's a different way to say the Nimukhi Yosef. Can anyone give me a different svara? When I give you an animal to use, and I've given you utility, I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you the ability to use the animal to death. If it gets hit by lightning, okay, you're chayv. But the only reason you're chayv for onsen is because I gave you utility. And utility includes wear and tear. And wear and tear, even if it wears and tears the animal to bits. Until the wheels fall off. A shoal gets full, exhaustive, depleting utility. You use it to the bitter end. Matira lemisa. Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. Right, every time I give you an animal to use, you're going to work it. It's going to wear and tear. It's going to be less strong. It's going to lose weight. It's going to get injured. It's going to get damaged. But that's part, right? No one in the right mind would think that you pay for a bruise. Inherit in the loan. Is it using the ass? It's going to get bruised. Inherit in the loan of the ass. It's going to get chipped. Utility in life, in most cases, real utility, not prancing around showing my Diet Coke to everyone, but real utility, using the Diet Coke to chop down a tree, it entails wear and tear. There's no utility without wear and tear. Real utility. claim for its utility. So if I give you utility, I'm giving you wear and tear. And I give you wear and tear to the bitter end. It's part of a show. You're not chayiv for that. That's your right. I was mocking that to you. A show is part of a mesimach mesmalacha, not because, oh, it's your fault, there's no show. No, no. Utility that you were given, which was the cornerstone of this arrangement, includes depletion and possibly annihilation. That's your right. That's what I'm giving it to you for. That's your kenyan. Take a look at, anyone can see the Rashba? Rashba's language is also fascinating. It's open up the Sheikh Ibn Kibetzos, the Rashba. Similar lashon.
What if you work on yours in the
Okay, that's a different story. But if you work normally, not with your Mishana, we'll see the case of Sheena a little bit later. Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Does anyone have an actual Rashba? Because I don't. Okay, so I'm reading out of the Sheikh Ibn Kibetzos. Like they used to do it before they had started. Okay. Oy, I'm so sad we're not getting to Tzadik Chesed. Huge discussion between the Balamor and the Ravid. Letters written back and forth. I'm going to get there. Just sing it now. Avol Rashba Kosav. What a day, huh? Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and Ruki Yosef, Machne Ephraim. Ain't got any better. Talk about taking a stab at the heart of our Masorah. This is great. Aval Arashba Kasav Zela Shon Nearly Danu Iker Time De Rava. The Vadai Man De Mashil Parala Khaver Malacha made the Yadida Videla Hushibisra. Everyone knows that utility creates wear and tear. Is there a better word in English than wear and tear? In Hebrew it's called blai. It's like erosion. Depreciation, depletion. Which line is the Rashba paraphrasing Yoni Bench?
Rashba's paraphrasing.
Which line does this Svara paraphrase? That every utility carries wear and tear, and you should be surprised when it's wear and tear, even to the point of death. Lovely Uchmata, Bechiltata, Shiltata! Of course, you have been used! Of course, it's going to die! What do you think? Just going to use it and look at it and have a staring match with it? I'm borrowing your animal to plow and dig and cut and grind. And it's going to grind. It's why do you call it grind? Yes, it's a grind. That's what I'm taking it for. It's mine. That's what you gave it to me. The lovely Ukma Bechelto Shayla, the Filuachi, Lo Shamle Mekar Bekirshen. And the Shal, that's the whole point. You didn't make him pay for it. That's what Dimjin Shal and Asachar. Asachar basically is paying for wear and tear. Rent the car, this wear and tear on the car. Service and wear and tear. That's the, if you had to tabulate the, of course, service, wear and tear, and all the corrupt fees. But tending a car should be the service of getting from place to place, from New York to Washington, instead of taking a bus or a cab, and the wear and tear on the car that you have to cover. Because the car is going to be worth less appreciation. He didn't. The chivan did love bekhash kapit afa mesimach mesimach and amino kapit. The Rashba isn't talking about some external reason. Oh, by the way, it's your fault. Oh, by the way, you're not a shorok. I was so surprised. Well, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness here. There's no big reveal here. Oh, it's your fault. Oh, my goodness. It's oh, my goodness here. It's just, it's built in. It's internal, not external. It's built in. Shal doesn't pay for utility. That's why he's a shal. And utility means wear and tear. And no one is right mind is going to say pay for nicks and cracks. No, they don't pay for death, because that's just an extended nook and crack. So the third shot for Mesa Machmas Malacha is not it's your fault, or not that, you know, this whole thing blows up and vanishes. Inherent to Shoal is I have, just like I don't pay for utility, I don't pay for wear and tear. And death is just an extreme version of wear and tear. Interesting, huh? Can anyone scratch their heads and tell me what the nafkamina would be? When I say that in jest, because you don't have to do too much head scratching. Is it external or internal? Don't look at me. Look at the Gemara, maybe.
I shouldn't.
Cats and rats, Tom and Jerry. Cats and rats. What's the question of cats and rats? What happened? We all, you guys didn't see the Gemara. What is he talking about? Cats and rats. What's the logic behind the cats and rats? Let's see. Another Chad Kancha Gemara. Okay. Hahu da tikavra the shal shunra mechavra vyasa shunra vachla maya dehika the shunra vasa shunra. You're making parents crazy at Chad Gadya time. Okay, Yanni, sing Chad Gadya. Which one? Your version or the Lamdisha version? Shal shunra mechavra chavra layachbari. That's not my version of Chad Gadya. And all the rats teamed up. The katlua. Revenge of the rats. The katlua. Yasib Ravashi Vikami Poile. Gag off the mic, right? If you don't understand Shas, it seems like a joke. That's what Ravashi spent all his time fingering the rats and the cats. No, Ravashi knew there's something bigger at stake here. This is a logical question. This is a great case. It is an actual case that happened. It's not like Ravashi. In most cases, Ravashi comes into the room and says, guys, cats and rats. And this is him snapping fingers to say, like, what would be the halacha? It would be a Rabbi Bar Chama style. It's been in a case that never happened, just to open their minds. This seems like it actually happened. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy who borrowed a cat, and the rats teamed up. Well, what's the question? So some Rishonim say the question has nothing to do with Mesa Machmas Malacha. By sending a cat to kill 200 rats, you deviated from the deal. You should have taken the cat by the leash and go rat hunting one by one. Sicken the cat. One of the legions of rats is a shoal who abuses an item, a mishana. And of course, a shoal abuses an item is shifas yad or shinui. So that was the question. The question was Tosfos. Okay. Tosfos. Tema. Micah Miboyle. What's the rats in the... I didn't give you Tosfos, just to let you set up. What's the rats in the cat's question? Micah Miboyle. V'yish lomar. Iboile, the question had nothing to do with Mesa Machmas Malach. It's just slipped into the sugya just because it's interesting. We're discussing Mesa Machmas Malach, but of course, Adir, everyone knows, you're only putter if you use it normally. If you use the animal normally and it croaks. Okay, but there was like take the animal up on a mountain and push it again. Of course, I'm mishana. I exert the animal beyond its natural limitations. I'm chayv. So is sicking a cat on a team of rats considered shina? V'yei shlomar d'ibayla im shina b'masha olich l'makam shabir chlam tzim shem. No question has nothing to do with Mesa Machmas Malach. The pashtas of the Gemara, this is how the Shizim Mekubetzis sounds like the name of Ben Chana. No. This is exactly about Mesa Machmas Malach. What's the question here? Don't give me the svaras. Just formulate the question and then see which svar it attaches to. We have three different versions of mem. Mem cubed. Mesa, machmas, melacha. Mashil, mesa, mem to the fourth. There are a couple mems. Mistama, like mem to the sixth, but we'll just call it mem cubed. Mesa, machmas, melacha. Is it external? Pshias, Mashil, Ramban, Mekach, Taos. See why I'm doing this? See how they're more similar external? Or it's internal. That is Sheila, buddy. That's what Sheila is. That's the New York part. It's a Brooklyn part. But that's what Sheila is. That's what it is. Okay, one question. Another question. The rats and the cats. What was the subject? Why would this be less Mesa Machmas Malach? Again, according to Tosfos, there's neither Mesa Machmas Malach, is this called the Shinoi in Yechai. We're going to the Beinu Chanan, the Pasha, the Siga, we're saying, is this a case of Mesa Machmas Malach? Why should it be? Why shouldn't it be? What makes this different than using an animal? Abi, I need your help. Come here, Abi. Using, come on, put your mask on. get ready to act. I don't know where my master is. Yeah, you're good at acting, you're a good actor, okay? I'm pushing AB to the limit. AB's my cow. I'm pushing him. He's working, he's grinding, he's plowing. And then he goes, die dramatic death. That's Mesa Machmas Malacha. Why is this not Mesa Machmas Malacha? What is it? What makes this less? Come on, just pick out a word.
It's an onus that happened, like the rats teamed up. Well, shouldn't have happened.
Unanticipated. Everything's unanticipated. That's the whole point. She had the mashup.
This isn't wear and tear.
There we go. It's not wear and tear. Give me another word. It is, what's the opposite of wear and tear? It's
an incident.
Incidental. It's not like the cat ate the rat and broke its tooth and had an aneurysm and died. It's not like the cat took its hunting rifle, its mouse-killing rifle, and it backfired. While I'm working, occupational hazard, accident on the job. I showed up at work and, I don't know, a crane fell on me. I showed up at work and I ate too much at lunch. Especially if the case was that the cat ate too many rats. If the rats teamed up the first shot, then. But in the second case, the cat just ate too much. It's not like the work killed him. It was an accident at work. Not because of the work. It wasn't machmas, it was bishas. And that was the question Rav Ashi was. Is Mesa Machmas Malach up tor when it's work caused? Or anytime the animal dies while it's working? And of course Rav Ashi was asking this question. Of course, if you hold that it's Pshias HaMashiel, then it doesn't make a difference, work inherent or work incidental. You as a marshal should have known that, assuming it's predictable, that the rats are going to team up against this poor little cat. You didn't tell me. Or the mekachkas. But if we hold like the Rashba, like the Mugi Yosef, wear and tear, you putter. Maybe this isn't wear and tear. Maybe this isn't wear and tear. So that was the question. The question was, if we hold like the Rashba and the Mugi Yosef, maybe you shouldn't be putter for the rats because it's not wear and tear. It's not inherent enough. Because after all, it's an inherent tour. What was Rav Ashi's maskana? You are a putter. There are two ways to read Rav Ashi's maskana that you're a putter. Either, he says, maybe, come on, give me two ways to read Rav Ashi, and you'll see why we need two ways to read Rav Ashi, because the show goes on, the conversation goes on. Either Rav Ashi said you're a putter because we all like the Ramban, we all like the Machaneh Ephraim, we need to turn all this, we all... Or... maybe Ravashi's maskana was, maybe dying from overeating rats is internal. Because how does a cat kill a rat? He eats it. How does the cat kill a rat? Or he fights it and team up against it. The Havamina was based on two assumptions. A, Havamina, it's not Mesa Machmas Malacha. A, it has to be internal, probably because the Rash was right. B, overeating rats is external. That's a rat. The big tail. Is external. And therefore, you shouldn't be pater. Mesa Machmas Malacha should not apply. You should be chayiv. In the maskana, it is Mesa Machmas Malacha. You are pater. Is it because we hold like the Ramban, and the Ptur is external, and as long as you didn't warn me about the rats, it's your fault, or the Mekachtos blows up the whole equation, and you don't need external Ariel? Internally, external is enough. Or, overeating rats is internal. It's part of wear and tear. That's what wear and tear is. So what was Rav Ashi's maskana? In the end, does Rav Ashi say, you don't need wear and tear, anything patters the shoel? Or Rav Ashi said, overeating rats or being defeated by teammates of rats is considered internal wear and tear. What did Rav Ashi say? Because the Rashba's right. Well, who argued that discussion? I don't know if he got to it. That's the Rama on the Rush, quoted by the Torah. What happens if it's really external? By overeating rats, it's still close enough to being internal. We could fudge it. We could say, in the end, it's really a Zari internal. What happens if I borrow your animal, Binyamin? to go from here to Toulouse, and between here and Toulouse, because it's the 12th century, crusaders come and steal the animal. Kill the animal. Is that Mesa Machmas Melacha? Well, it happened at the workplace. It was not inherent to the Melacha. But you knew that I was going to Toulouse, and you knew there were crusaders in Toulouse. Yeah. That's the Machlok, it's Rashi and the Ramah, quoted by the Torah. Okay. The Rush said, again, I didn't get a chance to read it. The Rush says what? The Rush says he's Pater, and the Torah says he's Chayiv, right? Or am I getting it wrong? The Ramah. The Ramah says he's Chayiv, and the Rush says he's Pater. It's just, anyone have the Mekor?
The
Rush says he's Chayiv, and the Ramah says Pater. Does everyone see the same Rami Bar Chama structure happening, where Rami Bar Chama's first question leaves multiple ways to come to the conclusion, and then that leads to a secondary question? This is what's happening here. Rav Ashi's conclusion that your pater can be explained in different ways. Either it's external or it's internal. And that's mean, if you, next question, what if you find it really internal? Okay, make the question a little tighter. That's the Ramah and the Rush. It's the same cascading logic, where you have a halachic position that could be explained two ways, and the only way to prove which way to do it is to go have more resolution, go to the next question. More magnification, more sharpening, more resolution. Same idea. The Rush and the Ramah are coming from Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi talked about the rats and the cats. Why did he say it's Mesa Macham Svulacha? Because you don't care how internal it is, or because dying from overeating rats is internal. But what happens if you make it really external? What happens if the animal just gets, you know, hijacked on the way to Toulouse? That's really external. Machmas or not. Or don't take that explanation of machmas. Might not machmas, a different word, but direct and inherent or external. This sugi is so, so methodological. It's probably the best methodological, second and third best we've done this. I mean, just as everything you could want. External, internal. Key phrase in the Gemara that has to be dealt with. Rishonim that say very, very challenging, provocative ideas to solve a problem. Nafkaminos, a test case in the rats and the cats. Two ways. It's like a classic sugi. It's really a sugi that contains so many things you'll see when you hit sugis in Shas. I really wanted you to see a little bit to teach it to you. Okay, we're not going to get there. Rambam sheet is interesting. What if you have? Do you need dafka b'shas? Not just causality. You also need during. That may suggest internal, not just external. What happens if a shoal says, just because you saw, what happens if a shoal says, Mesa Machmas Malach? So is he saying, I'm Pater as a shoal? Or is he saying, Mach Nefrayim? I'm not a shoal. Who cares? Well, does he have to prove? Who has to prove Mesa Machmas Malach?
That's the question.
The Gemara, but it's not clear what the case was. Yeah, I'm not looking from the right. I'll just give you the logic. If a shawl is saying, I'm Pater and I'm a shawl, well, normally shomrim have the right to be believed to take a shvua. That's built into shomer. But if the shawl were saying it was a mekachtos, he may have to swear. He may have to prove it. Yeah.
Shawl didn't say anything.
He have to swear of Mesa Machmas Melacha. That's the point.
He swear Mesa.
It's unclear from the Gemara whether he has to swear. And by the way, if a shawl can swear Mesa Machmas Melacha and be Pater, then what can a shawl ultimately have? And what would be great about that, if a shawl has to swear and can swear, and swears based, one pshat is he doesn't have to swear on Mesa Machi, he can't swear, he has to bring Edim, which sounds like from the Gemara, because you're saying you're not a shawl, so you have to prove you're claiming you're not a shawl, you're saying Mechachtaz, you have to prove it. But if you're saying I was a shawl who's Pater, and I'm believed through a shvua, then you could actually have a case of Toin Tana Skana for a shawl.
Well, as you say, like...
What if the shawl says Mesa Machmas Malacha? And he actually kept it. That's really cool. Trick question. Ask your friend. Can there be a case of Toin Tana Skana for a shawl? Ay, crazy. They have a shawl. Maybe they didn't take a shavua. Depends on Machna Frank. There's a lot of repercussions, a lot of ripples to the sugya, but the key nafkamina, I want you to think, I want you to go back to the finish about 45 minutes just to see the next Gemara. The key nafkamina is how internal. And that's something Rav Ashi already talked about with the rats and the cats. And we don't know what Rav Ashi's conclusion was. Remember, I'm going quick now. There is even a difference between the two versions. If the rats died because they ate, that's less internal than the rats dying because the cats dying because the rats teamed up. Teaming up is really wear and tear. And that could be why the case was shifted, because they wanted to make it more internal, wear and tear. because the rats actually fought back, rebelled. Okay. Don't tell your parents what you learned today. I learned how to be an exterminator. Okay, I gotta be careful. I send the cat. Oh my goodness.
Which species were in general?
Fighting cats, fighting rats, fighting rats. Not eating. Eating means you ate and just ate too much.
But wasn't the cat the cat?
Yeah, wasn't the cat the dog eat rats?
Yeah. I understand, but he didn't die from eating. He died because he performed this job too often, too frequent. No one rat. It's not like the rats were poisonous. He just ate too many of them. He was too excellent in his
the
job.
The cat's job was to eat, was to indicate to the rat for attacking. The cat's job wasn't to defend himself.
Okay, I hear. It could be. anyway, let's stop here. Tomorrow, just to finish up, tomorrow we'll have a quick shiur. I know you just see the Gemara here in Makara Sheets. There are two cases that come up with setting time. We saw the case of the municipal workers, so we'll reference that again. But the Gemara says that if you're a shoal, you want to be putter. Okay, Yehudi, listen to this. In a quick way, you're a shoal, you want to be putter. So you know what you do? You say, "Rabbi Tarrigan, I'm borrowing your $30 million yacht. Can you give me a cup of Diet Coke while you're at it?" Now, what's going through Yehuda's seedy little mind? When I'm pouring Diet Coke and giving it to you, what is that creating? Balavima. I'm giving him a cup of water. I'm working for him. Cup of cola. It's a great way. Make sure the next time you're a shul to ask for a drink. Can I get a drink? Just pour it slowly. Just pour it slowly. Ah, putter, you pour me a drink. What does that mean? Then the famous case of Rava and his Talmidim. My favorite Gemara to teach during Elul. If I borrow, I don't know. What is the most expensive thing here? I don't know. Computer, we didn't bring expensive things to the yeshiva. Family heirlooms, future NASA rocket ship. And if I borrow it during Elul, I am putter. Why? Because during Elul, I can force you to learn whatever I want. Because it's the Rebbe's prerogative to teach Hilchos Rosh Hashanah during Elul and Yom Kippur, and you don't have a choice. So you are beholden to learn what I want you to learn. You're serving me. But don't worry, my beloved Talmidim. It's only a month or a couple times during the year. During the rest of the year, if you borrow something from me, that's the opposite way. Am I getting it right? Let me give you the money where it says. Right, the opposite way. During the rest of the year, you're beholden to me. If I want to learn Yavamos, too bad. You got to follow me. So therefore, if I borrow something from you, you're beholden to me. Therefore, I'd be putter. But during Elul, I have to teach you Hilchos Yom Tov. Since I have to teach you Hilchos Yom Tov, I'm beholden to you. If you were to borrow something from me today, it's your last chance, two more days to Yom Kippur. If you were to borrow something from me, you'd be putter for any damages, because I'm beholden to you, because I have to teach you Hilchos Yom Tov around the Yom Tov time. These are two cases of balavimo that aren't real working. It's not like the municipal worker where at least you have office hours for leaching, bleaching, and teaching. I mean, here, you're just beholden. How does that create balavimo? We talked about it a little bit. I just want you to see these two cases in context. Okay, so we'll stop here. Hearing Makarashi, just see the Gemara. If you time to see the Rishon, that's great. Also, we'll have Shir first thing in the morning in Mirtz Hashem, so you have time for Shir Klali. And then Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem, we'll just have a pre-Yom Kippur prep session. Okay? So please take the 45 minutes and use them well. Here are the sheets. Sheets right here, Makara sheets, Makara sheets.